This is Lydia Johnson, and today I am joined by Reese Wilson, one of the national star finalists in agriscience. Reese, how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Tell us a little bit, just to get started, about your project.
So my essay consisted of three separate research projects I conducted during my time in high school. The first two projects were centered around ruminant nutrition and sheep, and the third project I conducted was a social systems project, which examined breeders' opinions on different reproductive technologies. And then it also includes my work as an undergraduate research assistant at Texas Tech University.
Let's get started with those projects that you did while you were in high school. What kind of sparked your interest in those areas?
My interest was really sparked as my dad and I were raising hair sheep for the first time ever, and it really intrigued me to figure out what the easiest ways for us to maximize gain and feed efficiency in our animals was. And that is where my first project really came to life, and where we started researching the effect of different types of feed diets on ruminant nutrition and factors such as weight gain and ruminant pH levels.
What kind of effects were you able to observe after you did research on your own flock?
So what we found is that feeding a grain-type diet would maximize weight gain while still maintaining an optimal pH level. Something that was really cool to see, though, was the difference in pH level in comparison to our control group, which were only fed alfalfa hay throughout the study. And then in comparison to the grain-fed diet, the pH levels in the rumen were much lower.
To dive into your undergraduate research now, you said that's being done at Texas Tech, right?
Yes, ma'am. I work as part of the meat science department, and that entails a lot of different things. Most of what I do is assist graduate students with conducting their research projects for their master's thesis and some for PhD dissertation work. So it really encompasses everything that can physically be done within the meat science department, from examining fatty acids and determining fat content for different pieces of meat, all the way to creating machine learning algorithms with some really advanced machinery that we have on hand at Texas Tech University. It's been a really cool experience.
Doing all those cool projects, what do you think are some of the biggest skills that you've gained?
The biggest skills I've gained from agriscience and my SAE as a whole is my ability to critically think and understand the scientific method. That's two of the things that I'm going to be utilizing for the rest of my life, as I currently have plans to continue my education at Texas Tech University and obtain my master's in meat science, and hopefully one day obtain my PhD as well and become a professor. So for me, understanding the scientific method from beginning to end and everything in between is super important for me to be able to conduct sound research projects and publications that are meaningful and contribute something to the world as a whole.
You've done a lot of research. What do you think are some of the biggest innovations in ag right now that people should be keeping up with or keeping tabs on?
I think one of the really cool things that we have going on right now at Texas Tech University is we have a machine called REAMS, which stands for Rapid Evaporative Ionization Mass Spectrometry. And that machine can essentially create a metabolomic fingerprint for an individual sample of meat or whatever medium it is that you're acquiring for that sample. So from that, we can create a bunch of machine learning algorithms, and it's been able to do some really cool things. And in the future, I'm actually planning to conduct a project on it in which we hope to create a machine learning algorithm that can instantly detect salmonella, which provides huge practicality for the meat industry as a whole, because as of right now, to test for salmonella or anything like that takes at least 72 hours to complete the test and get valid results from it. So it could completely change the way we do biological safety work in the food and meat industry.
Wow, and you noted some of those projects that you hope to work on, but what does your future entail?
Currently, my future entails me graduating next semester at Texas Tech, and then after that in the summer, I'm starting my master's alongside Dr. Dale Warner in the meat science department there at Texas Tech University, and I'll be getting my master's in meat science.
Receiving this award today, is there anybody that you'd like to thank that helped you get here?
Oh, there's been so many people along my way that have contributed to my SAE, from my parents, who have been an in the slight for me throughout all of this and have given me all the support they can. They've been in three conventions now that I've been competing in, and my ag teachers have also given me endless support, from helping me formulate my research projects and figure out what the experimental design is going to look like, to writing each of these projects and preparing me for my interviews and getting ready for me to do my presentations. It has really taken a lot of people to get me to where I am, and I cannot thank any of them enough for what they've done for me.
Wow, Reese, great job on your project.
Thank you very much.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.